Hello everybody, Brian here from quantlabs.net. Today is December 2018, 11:25 p.m. my time is standard. All right, so we've got three stories here. This story is on financialpost.com. Record imports push U.S. trade gap to $55 billion in October. There was a lot of tariff costs. From foreign countries hit $55 billion in October, fifth straight increase and highest since October 2008, with China rose 7.1% to $43.1 billion. Goods gap with the EU widened 65.5% to $17.6 billion, led by shipments of medicine, cars. Overall import rose 0.2% to record $265 billion. Exports fell 0.1% to $211 billion. There's something else. So the big thing is with the Z and Trump, U.S. exports of soybean targeted for retaliatory tariff by China dropped 46.8%. Interesting thing here. In October, U.S. ran a $22.6 billion surplus in trade of services such as banking and tourism, but was offset by $78.1 billion deficit to the trade of goods such as cell phone and machinery. All right, next one. This one's on Bloomberg.com. Health investors get selective as markets churn into 2019. What I want to show here is as the markets turn, to go more defensive, healthcare stocks continue to outperform that since August. Continue to outperform the market as equities churn. So that is your defensive play to know. Lastly, Bitcoin, how can we never stop knowing about it? This is from U.today. Bitcoin bubble has popped. What can we learn from history? Well, just one little chart here to compare everything. Crypto, Bitcoin, as you can see, is very, very high. Try to compare that against .com, and the NASDAQ in the 2000s, and a little tiny blip with the Japanese Nikkei. So there you go. Hopefully it'll help you out. We shall talk to you later.